following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge! Hi, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. This is not the normal place that we film Wilson Wednesdays. It's usually around my house or around the city. But here, we are going to be in the sanctuary today because I did not record one. So here we are. We're doing it today live here at Refuge. And I said this weekend that my family and I, or maybe it was 2 weekends ago, that my family and I had started to do a Bible reading plan. And we have been traveling through the book of Matthew together. We're going to be actually in Matthew chapter 7 today. And I would just say something that's been really cool in the Bible reading plan is seeing my kids reading the Word of God. And we've always had something for them, but we kind of hit upon this thing where we thought, let's be accountable to each other every day. And so Bethany actually printed out a Bible, the book of Matthew in each chapter in a little box by it. And so we're having the conversation with our kids every day, and they're checking a box every day to make sure that they are in the Word of God. And at some point, obviously, our desire is that they will do it on their own, and they will desire it on their own, just like we do. But at some point, you need to train, and even into adulthood, there's an area of practice, of discipline, of being a disciple, that we don't always just do it because we feel like it, right? There's times when we definitely want to get to the Word and spend time with Him, but there's other times where we just need to discipline ourselves to do it, and we know that it's profitable, and so we do that. So that area of accountability is super important. And all that to say, as I start this off in Matthew chapter 7, this was in the devotion time today, so I thought practically, let's just talk about what was in my devotion time today, and I think it's one that is perfect for the season that we're living in, and it's perfect for, I think, every season, as it's something I believe we're all susceptible to, and Jesus actually warns against it, and I think it's something that is so common amongst us, so common amongst all people, and Jesus is very clear on it. So let me read the text, and then we'll kind of go through it. This is coming from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, and here's what Jesus says. Judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured against you, or measured, excuse me, to you. Now, that's an incredible reality, because I think if you look at my heart, and I think if you look at our hearts, we are judging on a regular basis. And some judgment's not bad. There are times where there's a wise judgment that we make, a discerning judgment that we make. The type of judgment that Jesus is talking about here is a condemnation sort of judgment, where we put down or we think negatively, or we think of poorly of someone else, and in some ways we treat them that way because of the way that we've pronounced this judgment on them. Again, I think some judgment is good. We should discern. There are wise things that we choose. And we do warn, and we do talk about these sorts of things. But Jesus here is talking about a judgment that lowers or elevate or de-escalates someone's importance, their humanity, and who they are as people of God, or who they are as a created person of God. So this sort of judgment is dangerous. In fact, he goes on to say, why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Why do you see this little tiny speck that is in your brother's eye or sister's eye, and you're willing to point that out, and you're willing to go after them for that one thing, and you harp on it, and you think about it, and you talk to other people about it? And Jesus is saying in this instance, why do you go so hard after your brother and sister, maybe even in the Lord, and yet you do not even see this massive log that is in your own eye? And I think that speaks to who we are, and part of our human nature, our fallen, sinful, prideful human nature, is that we so often can point out the fault in someone else. we can judge them so clearly. We know who they are, even before we even get to know them. We know who they are. They're this sort of person, or they're that sort of person, or they did this to me, or they did that to me. And yet we don't look internally into our own hearts and our own lives. We cast judgment on others without even looking at our own selves. And I would just say, especially in this season, it's so easy to mark someone and label someone what they are. And I think when we do that, we fail to see that we are also sinful, fallen. We also have our opinions that are potentially, possibly wrong. And yet we hold everybody else to this high standard of, you must be this. And yet we don't even look at ourselves or hold ourselves to that same standard. I think he goes on in verse 4, or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye when there is the log in your own eye? And he calls him, he says, you hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. If we are going to make any type of lasting change in someone else's life, if we're going to make some type of impact in someone else's life, or in the culture around us, it starts with our own hearts. It starts with ourselves. It starts with us saying, God, if there is anything unright within me, remove that out of me. Any unrighteousness, remove that out of me. And so soften my heart, humble my heart, so I am not judging other people, going after other people with standards that I don't even keep. And so I think in this season, as we look around and we look at the political climate, we look at all the things that are going on around us, may it start first with us, with our own humility, with our own humble nature, and say, Lord, soften me, bring me to my knees. And then when I see the world that you're calling me to reach out, may it not be in judgment. God, you're the judge of those things. Instead, allow me to go out with a humble heart, ready to love, ready to serve, even those people who are different than me. May that log be taken out of my eye so that I can even make some sort of positive, strong impact for the kingdom of God with the people around me. I imagine you could think of one or two people maybe who would say, I've really judged them too harshly. I've really cast a judgment upon them, and I need to repent of that. And Lord, I need your help to do that. Lord, make me not be that person who's always judging other people without first looking at myself. Let's pray. God, you are gracious and you're good. Lord, humbled by this idea that you call us to repentance. You call us to turn, and you call us to have those logs removed at our own eyes so that we can see our own sinful pride, the things that we cast judgment on others, but we don't see in ourselves so oftentimes. May we be very clear at looking at ourselves, Lord, and seeing through your eyes who we are, Lord. And then we know there's grace and forgiveness and all those things. And then, Lord, I believe what happens is when we see who we truly are, Lord, we treat people differently. We'll see people differently. And I pray that would be true of your church. And I pray that true of the people who are watching here. And Lord, and people of refuge, may we be people who first see our own sins. And then, Lord, because of that, we minister out of grace and compassion and love for the world, Lord, that you love. Would you transform us into those people? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great rest of your week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.